Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. Chicago area-based family-owned restaurant group Billy Bricks marks 20 years now with 7 locations, pizza trucks, and Moo Joe's Ice Cream. We welcome in Rick Gruber, the CEO of the Billy Bricks Restaurant Group in Lombard. Rick, thank you for joining us today. And it takes a long time and a lot of work to go from owning just one restaurant and getting it off the ground to opening a group. So reflect on that journey for us.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Rob. Thanks for having me. They say it's 20 years for an overnight success, and that's how it feels. Sometimes, you know, very early on, it's 24/7, right? It's 7 days a week, open to close, taking home very little money when you're paying off those first loans that you have to open up the first shop, just hoping you're going to make it. And over time, you get the second one, you get the third one, and then things change again. So every time you hit these new sort of inflection points in the business, it feels like you're running a completely different business. And I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges as we reflect back, is every next step comes with new challenges and new requirements of all of us that are involved.
And then Chicago and the suburbs, it's such a competitive pizza market between local favorites and national chains. There's just so many pizza places vying for the public's attention. So how did you enter this marketplace, and what was the original hook that you felt made it unique?
So 20 years ago, most people thought the founder, Bill, my stepdad, was crazy for even trying to open up some new style or new kind of pizza here in Chicago, because it is so competitive, and it is a very pizza loving town, right? And there's a unique style to Chicagoland area. So when he brought that in, it was open kitchen, fast casual cafe atmosphere with a wood fired oven. Nobody was doing any of those things yet. Chipotle hadn't even left Colorado. So when you think about that, the entire concept was strange for the time, and I think that was the differentiator. We were bringing an incredibly unique style of pizza served in a way that people had not been used to, and the uniqueness and sort of kitschiness to it was the hook, but what really kept people was the quality of our food. And while our pizza has evolved over time and gotten better and better every single year, our sandwiches and salads have been things that have kept people coming back for 20 years as well.
And then operationally speaking, you know, what is the difference, not only from a dollars and cents standpoint, but from a workflow standpoint, having a brick oven wood-fired pizza versus one that's cooked in a conventional pizza oven?
So our motto, or sort of our slogan for this year's 20th anniversary campaign in this past year, has been real people, real food, real fast. So where a lot of people now are going towards automations and more equipment-based work, we have to spend a lot of training time into our people. We value them a lot, and we invest a lot into them, because it's not as simple as just flinging it into that old deck oven and set the timer. You know what I mean? You have to have a craft from start to finish between knowing how to make dough, how to stretch dough, how to top these particular types of pizza, and then how to work and manage a 900 to 1,000 degree oven. So I think that's what's always amazed people, is the uniqueness and the skill and craft that goes into making our style of pizza, and it is incredibly fast. You're talking 2 to 4 minutes, depending on the size of our pie, to come out of the oven fresh. And that's a pretty amazing thing.
And then when you're done with your pizza, it's always time for dessert. Top it off with some ice cream. When did Mujo's ice cream enter the equation?
So about 3 years ago, we had this idea to add to our pizza truck fleet an ice cream truck to the fleet. And so that's where it started. And we started going backwards and retrofitting our existing locations to add the ice cream shops inside of them in various sizes. And it's just the perfect proverbial cherry on top to every event as well as to the store, because you can't really get any better, especially for our target demographic, than pizza and ice cream. You know, I'm going to be 40 this year. I have 3 young kids. We're the exact demographic that comes into Billy Bricks in droves and that we look for. And I know there's nothing that makes my kids happier than cheese pizza and then a scoop of Blue Moon or Superman ice cream.
Yeah, that really is that really is the truth, Rick. That's not necessarily a controversial take. Rick Gruber, CEO of the Billy Bricks Restaurant Group in Lombard, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Still to come, a retail chain is adding Christmas to its pop-up store lineup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.